Don't let the world stress you out. Get serious about your mind. Learn to navigate complex topics and access your brilliance and genius. You've been artificially stressed out by the teachers trying to get you to invent all on your own this talent of cramming, which gets you nothing and gets them a paycheck. It satisfies the principals, the deans, the loan sharks, the banks, the politicians, and entire economies. The books you've been forced to read in school are downright disabled and almost manufactured to prevent you from ever reaching out for a book on your own. Your poverty has you so scared that you will never have time to think, to combine thoughts, to connect dots, to independently reinvent concepts, and to finally synthesize new ideas and rise. You need notepads, journals, drawing paper, countless diagrams, the electronic circuit, or computer programming, or 3D modeling, or just a wall projector and a canvas so that you can build your own camera obscura setup. You need a boundless challenge, something so deep that it will never limit you as long as you live. And you need to check if these human-made challenges and corresponding tools are perhaps not for you. You are, in fact, a genius. You are brilliant and inventive, insanely powerful, and you are a force of nature. And you are even a cosmic entity, an emergent intelligence that rose out of accidents and fundamental principles of chemistry and physics. You will exist once. Your atoms will go on to combine and create other beautiful things, but they will never combine to recreate you as you really are. Not even in the next universe. Religion, poverty, uneducation or ineffective education or fake education, war, and then nuclear war, which is not related to regular war at all, are all being used to prevent you from unfolding your wings, from letting your mind outgrow the limits that you think you have. They're completely imaginary. You have to release your mind. You have to realize that without diagrams, nobody can think at great length. That pencil is infinitely, infinitely mightier than the pen. Use the blinding light of your brilliance to rise above the cloud cover. Pack a backpack. Start by buying one and then slowly filling it with everything you will need in your adventures. And become a hiker and a narrated book lover. You didn't notice that books have been denied to you? All those great minds, all those great ideas, and you're just cheerfully marching on through life without ever needing to open a book? Don't you think that's a little suspicious? You don't have to study in school. We don't have real schools yet. But you do have to study every philosopher and every great mind. And start with the ones you've been told were useless. Speck of dust. They all had the same message, you know. Rise above. whatever cheap madman turned that into imaginary heavens, and only as a reward for a lifetime of servitude on a poverty world. Must have been really proud, at least at first, and probably surprised that it all stuck. You must rise, but not towards heavens. That's silly. You must rise above what you think your limits are. Because, my dear listener, you have no limits. Your mind doesn't come with any limitations. You can test this by trying out a few cities and seeing how easily you can navigate them after a while. You can try to learn a few languages and see how you've multiplied your words. There are no limits. None. You've completely imagined them all. Down here, beneath the dark skies, void of much-needed brilliance, the same old cycle will be made to repeat. Only war can come. It has always been a cycle of economic failure and war, with the occasional sprinkle of banning and burning books to twist cultures out of shape with fake or ineffective education. So as long as you can center yourself for long enough to walk the trails with beautiful books shouting in your ears, you will absolutely rise. And you and others like you will eventually come together to part the cloud cover so that others may follow in your footsteps. You are not alone. All the philosophers always knew what you are going to be up against, and Socrates was one of the first to speak loudly. And the others send carefully crafted books into the future, because they are writing them for the kids, for you, so that you may resume where they left off and fathom more until you too become a great being.